Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I am so glad you're here today. It is Thursday, December 14th, and this is our last trinket for this week, girls. I'll be back with you again on Monday, but today we are on trinket number 8, and I'd like to title this one, Be of Good Cheer. Y'all, today I had the privilege of spending the morning with some great ladies out. They're kind of east of downtown Nashville in Lebanon and Wilson County, the chamber out there. Melanie and all of her team, thank you for having me to come speak. I really enjoyed it. Just the ladies there were so warm and welcoming, but we just had a really sweet time together. And one of the ladies, all of them touched my heart, but one of them in particular, she was talking about how we as women, we have such an opportunity to bless people when we will compliment them. And it got me thinking about in this season about being of good cheer, spreading good cheer. That was just a term of endearment that we don't use so much anymore, but I'd love to just sort of bring it back out of the treasure trove, because when it says be of good cheer, it's not some facade that we're painting on for the Christmas season. In order to be of good cheer, not to spread good cheer, we have to be at peace with ourselves. We have to be good to ourselves. So I love when we can offer each other compliments and all of that. But one thing that I've learned a long time ago is that we have to start in the mirror. Looking in the mirror and knowing you are a daughter of the Most High King who we celebrate this Christmas season. Like, you are of a royal bloodline. Think about that for a minute. Like, when I love the monarchy in England. And I know however we feel about it politically, I love the idea of a princess and a king. And I think just growing up loving Disney, which we won't talk about Disney these days, but just that whole concept of, you know, a monarchy and a royal bloodline and all of the pomp and circumstance that comes with that. As a girl, I've always really been, fascinated by that. But when we think about the King of Kings, like, however powerful or however, you know, magnificent we might look at a royal family, our Father in heaven is like the King of Kings. Like, all the kings on this earth, like, look to him. I mean, back in the day, that they used to believe that kings were anointed by God. And so there's just something very powerful that happens when we, as daughters of the King, look at ourselves in the mirror and realize that your value is off the charts to him. Like, he loved you so much that he sent his son to come here and make sure that there was no chance that you would be separated from him in eternity. Like, gave us every opportunity to step into that inheritance. And I've been thinking about heaven so much more lately. I don't know what's going on, but I really am just so drawn to scripture lately that describes heaven, describes this royal inheritance that we have through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. So when we look at that, we are of a royal bloodline. So anyway, looking in the mirror, I want you to start looking in the mirror and just saying, I am of royal blood. Like, you are. If you are in Christ, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you are of royal blood. And then from that good news, that good cheer, like the best news ever, then you can overflow that into the people that you meet. It can just sort of pour out of you. We don't know the valleys that people are walking through. We don't know the seed of hope that we can plant in someone, or something we can do to just lighten their load that day. A simple compliment, like she was saying this morning in the meeting. But starting with yourself, looking in the mirror and understanding that you are of a royal bloodline, being good to yourself, stopping and pouring yourself a cup of tea, taking a nap and resting yourself when you need to, anything that you need to do to be of good cheer, to be in a place of calm and peace, and understanding your identity, understanding your value, all of those things that come with that, then we can pour that out on somebody else. We can offer those moments. There's just a little whisper of something, or a little one statement, or just one compliment, just a smile. Sometimes people are walking through so many tough things right now. And so just be of good cheer today. And it starts in the mirror with you. All right. I hope that helps you. Let me pray with you. Father God, I thank you so very much for every precious woman listening to this today. Lord, help us to really get a deep, deep understanding of how valuable we are in you, Lord. Let us understand that our value doesn't come from what we do, doesn't come from who we know, doesn't come from how big our bank accounts are, none of that, Lord. In this Christmas season, especially, help us to understand that it comes in the royal bloodline of Jesus. We will spend eternity with you, Lord, and that is great news, no matter what our current circumstances are, and that we can go spread that to other people in a compassionate, genuine, appropriate way, wherever possible. Lord, we love you, and it's our honor to serve you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, ladies, it's been my honor visiting with you today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be of good cheer, and I will see you on Monday. Lady up.